You also mentioned that Karl Rove was at the Democratic convention. It's bizarre that he's permitted to be on television as a commentator when he is such a major player in the election process with his Crossroads GPS. But you actually walked up to him and had a brief conversation with him. Can you recap that for our listeners?
Yeah, it was that, you know, of course, there was that one opportunity in a lifetime that you feel, okay, here's the person who's done so much harm to my family. You know, I want to ask him why. I want to ask him if he can help. I want to ask him if he feels any remorse over this situation. I didn't get that opportunity. I went up to him and said, Mr. Rove, I'm Dana Siegelman, Don Siegelman's daughter. And he cut me off very quickly, got very angry, very defensive, and actually shook his finger in my face. And told me to give my dad a message, which was, you know, basically, you tell your dad to stop using my name to make money or else I'm going to press charges. And he clearly thinks everyone in this world uses every situation to capitalize as much as possible, which is ridiculous. My dad's fighting for his freedom. He doesn't even have a book. Some of your listeners might be aware that Rose does have a book, and in chapter 34 he talks all about the Don Siegelman case and why he's not guilty. And it's really funny that he spends so much time defending himself against something like this when, you know, his fingers are all over it. So I don't know why he said that other than he was projecting perhaps onto me and my family. And, you know, I've heard he's done that before with other people as well. But he was extremely defensive, very unpleasant, didn't appreciate the finger in my face. I felt like I was 5 years old again, and I was about to be sent to the corner or something. So, and he stormed off as well, and I felt like it was worthless to chase him. You know, it would have looked silly on my part. So
sure.
I just let him be.